Good morning. The last time we learned, we were discussing a case of Truma which got mixed up with Chulin. And the interesting thing about that case was that while it was theoretically in one jug or one barrel, it was kind of isolated inside that jug and that barrel to the point where Rabbi Yehoshua was the one who was... Rabbi Yeshua told us that you need to have 100 jugs because you need to have literally 100 covers. The thing in that case was you had a bunch of, let's just call them jugs, and in the top you had some truma that got mixed up in an isolated area. So he says you can't be mitzarif, you can't combine the bottom half with the top to get your ratio of 100 to 1 because it's just not connected. You know exactly where the truma is. Where the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer was that no, you can't add the bottom, and therefore if you have 100 to 1 in one jug, that's more than enough, and you don't need to have more than that. Similar case in Mishnah Yud Aleph, the 11th Mishnah in Parak Dalet, it says, Sa'at truma shenafla pimaguro v'kipa. You have a big pile, so this is not a jug, this is a huge pile. You have a sa'at of truma that falls into this pile, v'kipa, now you skimmed off the top of the pile because you wanted to get that truma off. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im yesh b'kipoy mea sa'at, now this is interesting. The way it's worded is interesting, and it actually, because of this, there's a dispute amongst the Rishonim how to translate this Mishnah, how to understand it. I'm going to go to the understanding of the Rav Bivar Tanura, even though there are others who have different understandings, but this kind of just flows better with the previous Mishnah. The way he understands it is if you have together between the bottom, the pile, and that's what you skimmed off, as the Rav says, he comes from the Yerushalmi, if you have with what you skimmed off and what was underneath it 100 to 1, then Rabbi Eliezer would say, you have your 100 to 1 ratio and you could eat everything, it's fine. Rabbi Yeshua goes to the same opinion that he had earlier. He says, you can't do that because you know that the truma is in the top half of the pile. You can't just start adding the bottom. There's no question about the bottom. You can't create your 100 to 1 ratio from there. So rather, what should you? What? How does this work? When do you have it? So Rabbi Yeshua explains what to do. Sa'at truma shenafla al pi megura. So what should you do if you have a sa'at truma that falls into a pile? Then yikapeena, skim off the top. The whole top will be problematic, but the bottom will be fine. So asks the Mishnah Mimkain, lama amru truma echad oila bechromeya. We have a halacha that truma is mutter 100 to 1. If you're always telling me to take it off, to skim off the top of the pile, so then why are you telling me that this whole concept of bittul? There's no bittul according to Rabbi Yeshua, just get rid of it. So says the Mishnah, what that means is, im eino yodea im b'luas hein olai nafla. The only time the halacha of 100 to 1 applies, and when the safek is on the entire pile, you have a doubt where it is. In such a case, I have absolutely no idea where the truma is. So I say, if I have 101 in this mixture, then it's going to be fine. But if you know where it is inside the pile, you cannot be mitzarf, you can't combine everything to make a bittul of 100 to 1. Stop here. Have a wonderful day.